Pat Hughes joins us. Fans, let's give a round of applause.
Give it up for Pat.
Does a great job as the play-by-play voice of the Chicago Cubs on their radio network. A Bay Area guy as well. San Jose State, am I correct?
Spartans, you bet. Yeah. Giants fan from the time I was about 5 years old until I got to be the Cubs announcer.
How many years is it now for you?
21 years with the Cubs.
Wow.
12 with Milwaukee, 1 with Minnesota, 34th year.
Holy cow. Pat Hughes with us. And Pat, when you started with the Cubs, who was with you in those days?
Well, Harry Carey was still working at that time. And he and I overlapped for a couple of years. Ron Santo, the late, great third baseman, the Hall of Famer, he was my partner for 15 years. Keith Moreland joined me for three, and now I'm in my third year with Ron Coomer, a wonderful guy, former Minnesota Twin, and a good RBI man.
Yeah, he could hit. As I like, he can take a drink. That's one of my phrases. He can hit. Ron Coomer could hit. Yeah. Pat, last night, I think maybe, and Patrick, of course, and I talked about it this morning, the Cub fans seemed to travel. I don't remember this. Now, we always saw Cub fans in the park. They're a lot more vocal now.
They're everywhere we go. I remember a few years back, the Cubs were on the brink of clinching a division title. We were in Cincinnati on a Friday night. The Cubs won the game. There were 35,000 fans at the Great American Ballpark, and there must have been at least 30,000 Cub fans out of the 35. It was extraordinary.
Wow. What did you think about last night? I mean, they were vocal last night.
They're very vocal. They are loyal. They are ready to do what the Giants have done the three of these last 5 years. But the support is incredible. Sellouts at Wrigley every single day. They just never give up, and they're always there. Well, we're all biased. We all think we have the best fans, but it would be hard to find more loyal and passionate fans than the Chicago Cubs.
Well, let me ask this. And I asked Big Cat, who's the Barstool Chicago guy, I had him on my show yesterday and asked him, and I've asked others from Chicago this before, but do you sense even just the slightest grain of fatalism for after all these years, or is there a sense of optimism this summer?
I think when you're 29 and 11, I think optimism would be the word that I'm feeling. I can't speak for everyone else, but this has a different feel to it, Pat, and that's a very fair question because of the history of failing for over a century. So that's very natural and a common question, but this year somehow feels different. It's the great start. It's Joe Maddon managing. It's the amazing pitching. It's the strong ace of Jake Arrieta. It's the lineup that can score runs with any team in baseball. Somehow this year it feels different.
Okay. Yeah, it kind of feels like 1945 again.
That was the last National League pennant. Now, I'm aware of that, Marty.
I'm teasing you. Okay, I'm teasing you. It's the last time they won a pennant, 1945. They played the Tigers in the World Series. But they have captured the country. They have captured the country.
Well, they've got an immense amount of talent. The front office led by Theo Epstein. Obviously, he's made a lot of good decisions over the years. He was in Boston. They won two World Series after they had not won in almost a century. Now he's been in Chicago for about 5 years, and you can see what he's done. You can see the talent that he's assembled. But I still think that hiring Joe Maddon was one of the key elements. And the Giants fans know what a great manager can do with Bruce Bochy. But it's a treat to see both of them managing in the same game.
Yeah, I like watching Maddon. I've known Maddon going back to the Angel days. Dear friend Peter Ceccarelli was a friend of Madden's when he caught for Ceccarelli when Maddon was a catcher in Salinas many, many years ago. So I got to know him over the last 10 or 12 years. And he now has sort of a militaristic look about him. He stands in the dugout. He looks like General Patton overseeing the war in, you know, in Germany.
He was in the Battle of Bellawood last night. He was wrapped up. I mean, you'd think it was 20 below.
Doesn't he have that look now? He sort of stands out like he's, you know.
He's a very interesting man. Joe Maddon is extremely intelligent. Yeah. He is intense during games, but he's very laid back. He loves a good joke. He loves to laugh. He likes to enjoy his time away from the park. But there's that balance of relaxation, and then the ball game starts. Okay, guys, time to get down to business. Here we are.
But after a game,
I will say that one trait that he has, he can forget about the most agonizing loss like that. He just puts it in the rearview mirror. And I think when you play every single day for 6 months, that's a very valuable trait to have. Yeah. You can't dwell on one game when you've got to play 30 of the next 32 days. So he does that as well as anybody I've ever seen.
You got a lot of Cub fans behind you, Reddy. They hear your voice. They're very excited. You like Pat, right? He's the best, yeah.
I love you, Pat. Yeah.
Thank you. You got fans that travel with you. Come on. All right, that's what the Cubs have turned into. What did you think of the catch last night of Hayward? And again, you've been around a long time. You've seen a lot of great baseball.
Extraordinary catch. It was frightening, though. And as a broadcaster, that gives you a sick feeling in your stomach when you see a guy, and then you watch the replay, and you know he was hurt. We still don't know the extent of the injury. I just came from the Cubs clubhouse about 10 minutes ago. They are awaiting the results of the MRI exam on Jason Hayward. But that kind of a play just shows you the competitive nature of big league baseball players. He knew the wall was approaching. He knew he was running at full speed. You get to the warning track, you know that wall is coming up. But the only thing on his mind was making the catch of that ball. And you have to love that type of passion and determination, but that's what being a big league ball player is all about.
Pat Hughes with us. Go ahead.
Unbelievable. Now, Jason Hayward's not going to play today, but one of the Cubs' strengths is their depth. And if you could speak to that, whether it's Ben Zobrist moving out there or bringing in somebody off the bench, they have an incredible amount of depth.
Ben Zobrist is going to be in right field. He's one of the more versatile ball players that you'll see. In the third game of the year in Phoenix, the Cubs lost Kyle Schwarber. And Kyle, a young left-handed slugger, had as many big hits, including home runs, as any guy on the team last year. But even with his loss, and everyone missed him, I still miss him to this day. He's a great guy, but the Cubs still won about 20 of their first 25 ball games after he left. There is a lot of depth. You hate to see guys get injured and go down, but again, that is part of the game that is undeniable. Every team is going to have injuries every year. Your depth always comes into play.
Yeah, boy, that is the truth about baseball. Pat, he's with us. Pat, John Lester pitches tonight. And we saw Arrieta last night, and truthfully for him, the numbers speak for themselves, how good he is. But John Lester is sort of under the radar, maybe, of the glow of Arrieta. He's having a tremendous season, and the Giants have a lineup today. It looks like a little league lineup. They're going to run this guy crazy. They're going to get on. They're going to steal bases. They're going to bunt. They're going to do everything they can to mess up Lester's head today.
A lot of teams have tried to do that, Marty, and he certainly does have some issues throwing the ball. But when you look at what he's done, his earned run average is 1.88. And when your ERA is under 2, you know that he's done a very good job in limiting the opposition to hits, runs, home runs, all of the above.
What does he do about his issues with first base? Because this guy throws seeds to the plate. He paints. Does he talk to a shrink? What does he do?
I don't know. It's one of those things you'd probably have to ask him, and I'm not even sure he could completely answer that question directly, Pat. But a lot of ball players have had issues throwing the ball in the past. But as long as he can throw the ball from the mound over the plate when a guy with a bat in his hand is up there and he's not doing a lot of damage, and if you can keep your ERA under 2, is the issue really that big of a deal?
We'll find out in about 3 hours. We'll see how the Giants do with him. Pat, you do something that is just absolutely wonderful, and I know the fans here really enjoy it, and I do. BaseballVoices.com. Each year you come up with a beautiful CD of the great calls and sort of a timeline of the great Hall of Fame broadcasters that you have a lot of fun with. It's a labor of love.
It is absolutely a labor of love. I've devoted my entire career to baseball on the radio, and that's what this is. It's a tribute to baseball on the radio, featuring the greatest baseball announcers of all time and their biggest moments, their Hall of Fame speeches. We try to focus on what was it that made these guys great. And I felt great joy putting together the CD of Giants announcers Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons. I grew up listening to them, and when you're 10 years old, you always think that the guy you listen to is the greatest announcer ever. But now that I'm older, those guys really were two of the greatest announcers ever. Russ and Lon had great voices, great knowledge. They were funny. They loved the Giants. They could describe games as well as anybody. They both had great home run calls. And it was emotional for me to put that together because I would hear a highlight from, say, the 1962 World Series or the 1962 playoffs against the Dodgers, and it brought me back to when I was 7 years old, watching television with my family on a black and white set, and watching the Giants rally for four runs in game three of the best of three to beat the Dodgers and knock them out and allow the Giants to advance to the World Series. I think when people buy the CDs, if you are of a certain age, it will immediately bring back a flood of memories to you, and it'll make you feel young again. And if you're not of a certain age, it's a good history lesson, because the Giants have great radio guys right now with John Miller and Dave Fleming, but it'll remind it'll allow them to realize that 40, 50 years ago, they had guys that were tremendous announcers, two of the very best, Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons. But it's available at baseballvoices.com.
I love it. And I love it. Each year I can't wait to get it. And they've been terrific. I listen to it all the time. I'm waiting for a CD of the great pregame radio host.
I got one I'd like to nominate right out the
Very good. Make me an offer. We'll do it right here.
Frankie Frisch. No, I want to be in there with Frankie Frisch.
Marty, I thank you for all of the work you've done. In fact, interviews have provided some material for me on my Baseball Voices series. So I thank you for what you do. And I talk to my family all the time. They rave about your show and how you can predict things and how you know exactly what's going on with the Giants at all times. So let me just return the compliment to you and say thank you.
Very good.
Well, Marty does his thing. And what's your greatest prediction of all time, Marty? Was it the inside the park homer from Angel Pagan?
I think that they would win the World Series in 2010. And in July, I saw it happening. You know, the steroid era was coming to an end. The year of the pitcher was happening. And now everyone's piggybacking. You know, you need the three guys and the bullpen and all that. And mid-July of 2010, I saw it. And I said it. And I think that's when the show took off after that.
You're very brave to make predictions, because I know personally I am just not that smart to predict what's going to happen in baseball. That's part of the fun, though, the unpredictability, the mystery of the game. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, and look, if you're wrong, who cares? You know, it's a talking sport, and that's why we love to talk about it every day. And, Patty, you do a beautiful job. You got a tremendous following in the Midwest with the Cubs. And I think for everybody out here, if the Giants don't win it, I think most people would hope that the Cubs...
I'm on board with that.
Yeah, that the Cubs would win.
The party will be outrageous when and if it happens, so that would be cool. And by the way, want predictions? I'm going to have a couple of beers and a 12-ounce porterhouse tonight. And watch that come true.
All right? Very good. Pat, thanks so much as always. That's Pat Hughes, everybody.
Give it up to Pat.
Chicago Cubs play-by-play
voice. Thanks, Marty. Thanks, Pat. Happy to be with you guys.
Very nice. All right, more coming up.